Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden focused their presidential battle on the wildfire-scorched West Coast yesterday. Trump again blamed poor forest management for the apocalyptic destruction. Biden declared the fires and recent extreme weather underscore an urgent need to address climate change. KALW's Ben Trefney has more.
President Trump was briefed by Governor Gavin Newsom and other officials during a stop near Sacramento. Newsom wore a mask. Trump did not. Newsom argued climate change is undeniable. Trump repeatedly said the problem is clearing forests. Here's an exchange between the president and California Secretary of Natural Resources, Wade Crowfoot.
So I think one area of mutual agreement and priority is vegetation management. But I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests, and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Meanwhile, at a campaign event in Delaware, Joe Biden called the fires
another crisis he won't take responsibility for. The West is literally on fire. And he blames the people whose homes and communities are burning. He says, quote, you gotta clean your floors, you gotta clean your forest. This is the same president who threw paper towels on the people of Puerto Rico.
Biden released a $2 trillion plan in July to boost investment in clean energy and stop all climate-damaging emissions from U.S. power plants by 2035. But as the wildfires rage, some climate activists have expressed frustration that Biden has not been more forceful on the issue. He's not embraced, for instance, some of the most progressive elements of the Green New Deal. A divided U.S. appeals court has ruled that the Trump administration can end humanitarian protections that have allowed hundreds of thousands of people from El Salvador, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Sudan to remain in the United States. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco yesterday lifted a preliminary injunction that had blocked the government from ending temporary protected status for people from those four countries as well as Honduras and Nepal. Since 1990, the policy has granted temporary legal status to people from countries affected by natural disasters and civil conflict. And longtime benefactor of the arts and culture in San Francisco, Ann Getty, has passed away. Her husband, Gordon Getty, says the 79-year-old died of a heart attack. The pair of billionaires were a regular presence of San Francisco's upper crust society circles after he inherited an oil empire. Her family says Ann Getty dedicated her life to the fields of anthropology, publishing, interior design, and early childhood development, and to raising funds for numerous nonprofits in San Francisco. Getty also was close to Governor Gavin Newsom, and the family has been a major donor to his political campaigns.